Hello, welcome back to Lakewood Vineyard's Teach Us to Pray podcast. This is our fourth episode in our series, talking with people here at Lakewood Vineyard and their stories of prayer. And today I have with me Catherine Galladay. Catherine, would you like to say hello and introduce yourself a bit?
Of course. Thanks, Wendy. I'm so happy to be here today. So here's a little tidbit. Dave and I are celebrating our 15th wedding anniversary in April. Really special. We're looking forward to that. And between us, we have four kids, big age range. The oldest is Megan. I have two daughters, and followed up by Briar. And then our only son, Gunther, is 21. So that's a little bit about our family. We just celebrated, right, our fourth birthday here at Lakewood Vineyard. And yep. Dave and I actually attended the first service.
Nice.
And we came to Lakewood Vineyard in maybe a little bit of an interesting way, although I don't know other people's stories. We got a postcard in the mail, and it came at a time when we were really searching for somewhere we could call a church home that would just have a lot of meaning for us. And we said, Dave actually said, why don't we give this a try? And we walked in, and the first song started, and Matt started preaching on the prodigal son. Which is something that I've always been interested but challenged by. Mm-hmm. And we knew this was our home.
That's awesome. Well, today we're in our series on prayer. We've been going through sermons on Sundays on different aspects of prayer, as well as in our community groups. And so today I'm glad to have this conversation with you about prayer and the posture of prayer as being. But before we jump into that, I'd love for you to share a bit of your prayer story and what prayer has been like for you in your life.
Oh, happy to do that. So I'll give you a little bit of my background, because I think that speaks to some of your question around prayer. I grew up in a really conservative Roman Catholic upbringing. And so much of our time was spent on memorizing the catechism, on formal liturgy, on very traditional hymns, you know, on the church organ, and really little, it's embarrassing, but really little exposure to reading the Bible outside of what you would read, passages you would recite in church. Now, keep in mind, this is the 60s and 70s. So I imagine if I walked into a Roman Catholic service today, it might be quite different. But little exposure to prayer other than what we recited in church and what we said at the dinner table as quickly as possible. Right. You know, bless us, Lord, these gifts.
Right, let's eat.
Yeah, and my dad's saying, slow down, you know. So that was kind of my background there. In my 20s and 30s, I actually drifted away from the church. So it was a very secular season. I'm not sure how or why that happened, but it did. And then I reconnected in my 40s, but again, conservative church, a Lutheran church. So liturgical style, very similar to the Catholic church that I grew up in. So again, little emphasis on having a relationship with God, or how you might grow in your prayer life, or little focus on the Holy Spirit or the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then, you know, that brings me to the last 4 years here at Lakewood Vineyard, which has been beautifully transformative for me in many, many ways. I say that, and maybe you can even hear the smile in my voice, but at the same time, boy, a season of change and a season of some heartbreak and some loss. My dad and my mom passed away, my dad in 2020, just as COVID was kicking off in that time period when you couldn't, you know, have funerals for loved ones. It was really hard. And then my mom in the following year, in 2021. In 2022, I got the surprise diagnosis that I had lupus. It kind of threw me for a loop. I'm doing well. And then later that year, Dave got what I call, quote, the scary cancer diagnosis in the fall of 2022. That was really, traumatic for us in those early days, and largely because they couldn't actually pinpoint what he had.
Yeah.
And out of the couple options, there was, there were a couple of things that could have been worse, in fact, than it actually turned out. Mm. And then my little grandson, just health issue after health issue. And then finally, in the last 4 years, I retired from a job that I thought I would do for many more years, really rewarding, but, you know, just nudged, I believe, from God in a different direction to walk away from that and spend my time doing other things. So that's been the crazy season of the 2020s.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. So that's a lot of both transformative in your spiritual walk in church and things going on at life at the same time. I know that can have a lot of effect on our journey with God for sure. So as we're looking to our topic today with, continuing with some of your story in mind, and we're talking about prayer as being and your experience with prayer, how have you experienced this concept of prayer as being, your experience of silence and solitude and being with God, whether that's been hard or life-giving or...
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. My first experience with this whole concept of prayer as being was, I was really introduced to it by attending the Emotionally Healthy Spirituality class Wendy, you hosted.
Yeah.
It's about a year ago.
Yeah.
At this point. And that was my first exposure to it. Let me just give you a side note before I dig in there. I had been contemplating attending the course. And for whatever reason, when it came up, my first reaction was, nah, I don't think so. And it kept coming up. And I thought, why am I not jumping into that? There's something there. I should just jump in and do it. And it was really powerful. And, you know, side note, I made a couple really close friendships that I don't think I would have had otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
But that practice of being still and listening to God that was mm-hmm. woven throughout Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. At first, it was difficult. It's difficult to stay still. Mm-hmm. Difficult to resist my thoughts wandering around to my to-do list and to know if I was actually hearing anything. So I was a little bit of a hit or miss in mm-hmm. doing it in exactly the way it was kind of laid out for us in the course. And so I've modified that approach a little bit over the past year, and I thought it's been really beneficial for me. It is much more helpful to get into the silence and the stillness if I start with almost traditional breath work, mm-hmm. like counting in for 4 seconds, breathing out for 4 seconds. And yeah. once I find myself focused, and that could take a minute or two, that's when I transition into more of a breath prayer that we've talked about, or just, you know, sitting in the silence. So that's been really helpful, but it took a little while.
Yeah.
It took a little while to get there.
Yeah. It's hard. In that, how have you learned to sense God? Like, how does God speak to you in those times, or what have you noticed lets you know that it's Him?
So I think this is different for everybody, right? Yeah. For me, it feels like I'm sensing a presence. So it's usually like an ease mm-hmm. or maybe a peace or an acceptance. Mm. It's a feeling, now this is saying a little bit about Catherine, but it's a feeling that I'm worth something. Like I have yeah. worth and I'm deserving of love outside of any like accomplishment that I've ever done. So that's my, I guess it's a presence. If you were to say like specifically, how do you hear God? I think that for me is a paying attention to my thoughts. I'll tend to have reoccurring thoughts about maybe a person or I should be doing something, or even with that Emotionally Healthy Spirituality class, right? It kept coming up, for me. So I'm paying attention to my thoughts. And then the other thing is, I will get, I don't want to say a dream per se, but images of something.
They just keep
coming to me. And if they do, then I'll spend some time with that, you know, just asking God, does that mean anything?
Yeah.
Are you trying to share something with me? Should I be paying attention to something? So it's not a specific voice. It's more, you know, I guess a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like personal, woven into your.
Yeah.
Your experience. That's great. is there any like helpful tips that you've found for connecting with God throughout the day and how to notice him in those moments?
Yeah. I guess my first bit of advice is not to give up if you're finding it difficult. And I would take to heart the message we heard early in this series. I'm not sure who to attribute the quote to, or if it was something maybe that just Matt or you had said. But early in the prayer series, the phrase, pray as you can, not as you can't. Mm. And yep. I was like, wow, you know, that is empowering.
Yeah.
Especially for someone like me who, you know, can, with my prayer life really being deepened so much later in my life, feel like, you know, I'm not doing it right. So that was really empowering. Practical tips. I found the Lectio 365 app.
Oh yeah.
I found that to be really helpful way to enter into some quiet time with the Lord. When I used to commute to work, I would listen to that in the morning and then in the evening, and it would kind of just get myself focused and centered, especially on the way home.
Yeah.
Like separating, you know, from work.
Yep.
The other thing that is super helpful for me is I need to be in a place where there are less distractions. So it's not enough for me to find my favorite chair. Like, here's another personal thing about Catherine, but I really enjoy being in the sauna. And I've transformed that into like an extended time of, of prayer. I think for other people, it's walking in nature. It's, but finding that distraction-free place is super, super helpful.
Yeah.
At least it has been for me.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I know. I like the nature or getting into a space like that where I'm completely away and alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or by the water, you can feel, or somewhere where you can just feel so small and feel the immenseness of
God's presence.
God's presence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just how big he is.
Yeah, for sure. How has your experience with God in prayer changed or grown, like even just in the last year? And what do you wish maybe your younger self knew about prayer and connecting with God?
It's so funny. I was thinking about this not too long ago, and I'm not really sure exactly when it happened, but if I look back to who I was, you know, 4 years ago and who I am today, it's almost like two different people. Mm. And I know so much of that has been my spiritual journey and journey with prayer. So younger Catherine, I wish she would have known how profoundly the prayer can change you from the inside out. You know, not the quick prayer at dinner, although it's certainly something that, you know, Dave and I still do. The other thing is all of the years of, so I'm the reformed type A personality. So all the years of striving, and if I just do this one more accomplishment, I'll be, you know, worthy of something, or that longing that was always there and I didn't know what it was, that, you know, it was the closeness to God and, you know, how prayer is just so central to that.
Mm.
And then I think the final thing I would tell younger Catherine is it's a practice.
Mm.
It's a practice like anything else, right? Yep. The more time you spend doing it, the more time you know what works for you, the more rewarding it is.
Yeah, that's so true. Cause it's a growing relationship, right with God. Right. So it's like,
you gotta always put in the time.
Yeah. Always growing.
Yeah.
I know you've shared a little bit of this, but what benefits have you found from silent prayer specifically? And what's, how have you learned to stay in that silence longer as you experience God?
So I mentioned the Lectio 365 and how that was super helpful for me. The other thing it did, though, was shine a spotlight on the fact that other than those two times of the day, I wasn't spending any time in prayer or gratitude or reflection, and I wasn't really paying any attention to how God was moving in my life.
Mm.
So I wasn't even taking the, you know, all the things that people suggest during your work day to take a couple minutes, maybe between meetings or something and recenter. I wasn't doing any of that. And since that time, focusing on this, I have like almost a consistent awareness during the day, and a feeling of it's just incorporated into awareness. That's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
I guess the other thing, and I know this is from, I know this goes back to the feelings when you're sitting in the silence and feeling the presence of God, and that feeling of peace and ease and comfort and trust and acceptance. I know that that is helping me to step out in faith more.
Mm.
And so to obey God when I hear him, you know, calling me to whatever it is,
yeah.
Help others, be more yeah. compassionate, you know, spend more time in scripture. And so I think that's like a tangible outcome of all of this.
Yeah. Like it's flowing from a more grounded place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. This has all been really great and really helpful. Before we close our conversation, one last thing I'd love to hear from you is, how have you found connecting to God through reflection in scripture to be helpful? And is that part of your prayer as well?
Yeah, it is. You know, something that has been really powerful, this is recent, but like a deep sense of peace that I've felt when I've been reflecting on each phrase in the Lord's Prayer.
Hmm.
And we've been doing this right in the Sunday series and doing it in our community groups. And I found the material from our community groups really helpful in terms of exactly like what should I be doing when I'm meditating on scripture, and just the tool going through each phrase of the Lord's Prayer. And how to be thinking about it and just diving deeper. Really helpful. I find most days, at least once during the day, I'll just start going through my mind. And, you know, there are particular phrases within that that are super meaningful, but that's been a fantastic, I don't want to say introduction, but experience with meditating on scripture as part of that kind of, as part of that whole, you know, sitting in silence and reflecting.
Yeah. Being with God and in his word too.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so great. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this. And for any of you listening, if it's helpful or if any of those practices sounded helpful, you can get all of the information from our series at lakewoodvineyard.com/teachings. And you can see the community group material with the practices mentioned there. And if you'd like to catch up on any of the sermons or the series mentioned, those are all linked there as well. So Catherine, thank you so much for being with us today. And we look forward to continuing onward with the rest of the series.
Thanks, Wendy.